Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning and happy day, friends. We bring you another engrossing Sunday Tama Talk by renowned Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most revered meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. Now on a second term as national coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand. He's also the deeply beloved abbot of Wat Lung Po So Thammakayaram in Dumnan Sedawak district of Ratburi province. Venerable Pratrajan Wisit has received honorary doctorates from both Mahachulalongkorn Rajavidyalaya University and Mahamudgal University. Last year, he was also bestowed with the Gold Award for Outstanding Contribution to the Dissemination of Buddhism by the Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts, and Culture. I'm Prakru Bhairika Dr. Barton Yanati Roh from the United States, and I will be your interviewer. Good morning, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Welcome back. This is our 48th consecutive Sunday Dhamma Talk, completing 4 years of uninterrupted service. We anticipate more of your profound insights. Could you please begin by reviewing our last discussion?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to you. Last time, we reviewed the night on which Lord Buddha attained enlightenment in honor of Visakha Puja Day, now recognized worldwide by the United Nations as Vesak Day. It is the most important Buddhist holiday, celebrating simultaneously Lord Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and passing on to Nibbana. Having already meditated for 6 years, the Bodhisattva had honed his mind into a superhuman instrument for objective observation, like a scientist's telescope or microscope. It permitted examining the whole universe. He began by purifying his mind with Samatha meditation, practicing the jhana states of absorption to overcome the 5 hindrances that delude our ordinary thinking. The 5 hindrances are lethargy, doubt, ill will, restlessness, and sensual desire. Enlightenment developed in 3 stages, corresponding to the 3 watches of the night. In the first watch, the Bodhisattva recalled uncountable past lives and saw how they led up to the present. He saw all world beings and their habitats. All were continually dying and reborn endlessly. Very few were reborn into happy worlds. Thus, he felt profound compassion. In the second watch, the Bodhisattva followed individual beings through the past, present, and future to examine cause and effect, and saw 5 major causes of rebirth in suffering worlds: killing, theft, adultery, false speech, and intoxication. Humans do not realize how fortunate they are. Many misbehave, unaware of the drastic consequences. In the third watch, the pre-Buddha analyzed the root cause of suffering to be ignorance. We don't know the past, the future, or the linkage. The Bodhisattva developed dependent origination and penetrated the 4 Noble Truths. At dawn, he awakened to become the Buddha. We too can wake up. We have only to diligently practice his 3 trainings. Nibbana exists. Let's get to work.
Wow, thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, sir, what is our topic for today?
Today, we examine Lord Buddha's advice to associate with the wise and its implications for choosing our representatives in Parliament. When asked about life's highest blessings, Lord Buddha listed associating with the wise as number 1, asevana japalanang, avoid fools, bandita nanjasevana, seek the wise, puja japujaniyanang, honor the worthy, etamang kalamuttamang. This is most auspicious. Associating implies getting close, being intimate, sharing ideas, sponsoring each other, or leading life together. It does not include casual social encounters. The word fools incorporates those who wander uselessly, not knowing right and wrong, and those who behave overtly wickedly based on erroneous beliefs. Lord Buddha advises avoiding both because they lead their lives without right wisdom. Thus, the fool continually chooses wrong action, speech, and livelihood based on wrong intentions. This will inevitably result in difficulties, problems, misfortune, or suffering, either great or small, which can affect both the fool and his associates. It is thus extremely important to seek wise representatives and avoid fools when electing members of parliament. Fools commonly exhibit three basic kinds of seriously wrong actions: intentionally killing, stealing, cheating, or corruption, and sexual misconduct. In addition, the voice improper speech, telling lies or distort facts, rude abuse, divisive agitation, useless chatter, and dangerous false beliefs. Underlying such actions, fools have improper intentions based on greed, hatred, and delusion. Finally, fools are often characterized by taking intoxicants, which dull moral restraint. Good candidates should always practice moral personal behavior, or sila, in both public and private, with right action, right speech, and right intentions. Such virtuous representatives, acting fairly, can constitute the key to national peace and prosperity. They would produce fair laws and behave correctly in accordance with these laws, not applying prejudice, double standards, bias to favor their own clique.
Thank you, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Are there any other Buddhist guidelines for choosing good representatives?
Yes. Historically, the Thai people have respected the monarchy because kings have fostered peacefully happy living by ruling in accordance with 10 royal precepts. These precepts can also serve as guidelines for selecting good members of parliament. They are: a king should be generous, practicing generosity or dana, observe moral precepts or sila, be ready to make personal sacrifices for the people, called parijaka, demonstrate integrity or achwa, by being straightforward in all dealings, be gentle and kind or matawa, control sensual desires, and demonstrate sober simplicity or tapa, be free from anger, resentment called akkota, be compassionate and nonviolent towards all beings or avihinsa, be tolerant, demonstrating compassion or khanti, be approachable and demonstrate undeviating righteousness called avirotana. These 10 rules for Thai kings provide good guidelines for choosing democratically elected leaders. They are criteria for citizens to seek when voting. In general, government leaders should provide a refuge for citizens performing their roles with divine Brahma-vihara mentality or loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity.
Thank you again, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Can you suggest any other Buddhist guidelines for voters?
Yes. Good candidates should be wise elders with the 7 Saparisadhamma virtues, or a noble person. These are knowing prior causes and conditions, Dhammayutta, knowing resultant aims and consequences, Attanyutta, knowing oneself, Attanyutta, knowing moderation, Mattanyutta, knowing proper timing, Kalanyutta, knowing society, Parisanyutta, knowing individuals, Pukkhalanyutta. Good leaders must have exceptional wisdom and virtue qualities to chair right Dhamma practice, to evade disasters, to resolve conflicts, and to promote national economic, social, and political development with more and more refined levels of openness, justice, and peaceful happiness. Immediate targets for improvement in Thailand's democratic environment include abolishing laws designed to restrict opposition, eliminating restrictions on human rights, and limitations on freedom of the press, radio, and television, which restrict reliable, independent information on government activities or political candidates. Concern, voter citizens currently have very little reliable information on which to base their important election decisions.
Thank you again, Reverend Sir. Are there yet more Buddhist principles to guide voters?
Again, yes. A final criterion is to seek open-minded, objective candidates who will act with justice, free from favoritism and bias for their own special clique. Politics in Thailand has historically reflected only the interests of small elite circles in Bangkok. Buddhism recognizes four common types of prejudice. Jantagati is prejudice caused by love or desire. Dosagati is prejudice caused by hatred or enmity. Mohagati is prejudice caused by delusion or stupidity. Payagati is prejudice caused by fear. We are currently in the midst of a watershed period of political change and democratic growth throughout Thailand. The process is now beginning to reflect the will of all Thai citizens rather than the powerful forces of a few elites. Good electoral candidates must recognize their proper duty and responsibility to serve the needs of the Thai people as a whole rather than just their own supporters. Wise leaders recognize that. Ultimately, widespread rural development programs, such as in education and health care, cut government costs by preventing problems from arising while simultaneously improving the livelihood of many Thai citizens. Thus, the intelligent candidate recognizes his or her duty to serve the majority of Thai citizens countrywide.
Thank you again, Venerable Dr. Pratarajan Wisit. Now, could you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Let us begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang Pante, Wising Wusung Rakanataya, De Saranena, Saha Banja Silaniya Jama, Tutiambi Mayang Pante, Wisung Wisung Rakanataya, De Saranena Saha Banja Silaniya Jama, Datiambi Mayang Pante, Wisung Wisung Rakanataya, De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama.
Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa. Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa. Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa.
Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa. Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa. Namo Tatsa Pakawato Arahato Sama Samputatsa.
Puttang Saranang Kacchami.
Puttang Saranang Kacchami.
Dhammang Saranang Kacchami.
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิI undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinna thana veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinna thana veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu michachara veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Kamesu michajara veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Musavata veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ
I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันติตัตสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate 3 times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation. We sit uprightIn a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly, do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness.Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still.When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. stop still, eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within, due to being fully pure from the five hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head. Bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change, for example, from black to gray, which means anicchang, and then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and causes suffering or dukkhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belongs to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth, and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicchang, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimutti jan tasana or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure as larger and larger, more and more radiant. Bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rajan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Tama Talk.